There's the kick from Van der Haar.
Byron.
It's going goalwards. It could be through. Great shot, Van der Haar.
The ball right across the face of goals. Up they go. It's Van der Haar. They've got the mark. He's paid it.
He won for the Rovers. It's a big pack going to hit it. Van der Haar. And that's high. And Van der Haar. The Flying Dutchman should get this ball moving long. Wouldn't score from here, I wouldn't think. But what a kick. What a kick. He has kicked that ball to the proverbial line.
Covering plenty of territory at the moment. Back over the circle. Van der Haar. What a mark.
We love Vander.
That was definitely from the electrifying 80s.
Electrifying 80s it was. Two-time Premiership player, 201 games for the Mighty Bombers, and one of the all-time greats. The Flying Dutchman, Paul Van der Haar, joins us. Hello, Vander.
Morning, Mark. Eddie.
Where are you? Where are you building a pool today?
Down at Ngambi, country Ngambi at the moment. Yeah, we just pebbled the pool yesterday and just acid washing, cleaning it up and putting all the filtration together now. So, yeah, we do a few jobs up this way.
It's a long way from Baldwin, Vander.
Yeah. We're also, Todd, my son's doing a pool in Toorak as well, so I'll finish up here today and head back out there.
Have you been to the bakery at Ngambi?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it?
Set up there.
Yeah, good set up there.
Been more to the pub, though.
Yes.
Now, Vander, keen to talk to you about... I mean, you were such a part of such a successful era through the '80s with the Bombers, and there's a bit of a concern about where this edition, this evolution of the Bombers is going at the moment. What was it about your crew? Don't worry about what's happening now. What makes a great footy team in your eye? What was it about your group that drove you to success?
Well, firstly, we had Bill Stephen and then Barry Davis for 3 years, and then we were just a young bloke. Group of young blokes, all in our early 20s. And then, I think we had a good basis there, but it was more the lines of doing our best potential, and that's what Sudi, when he came across, has made us understand and said, it's all well and good having fun, but let's get serious about it now too. You know, that footy is a little bit, we're here to play footy. And I think that the best part about it was that we played as a comradeship with a bunch of mates.
So do you reckon that's changed in the modern era of football, of professionalism?
Well, professionalism. Footy's a sport, but I look at it nowadays and say it's a business. It's a lot of money involved and there's a lot of commitment. It's not a matter of just going out and enjoying the game anymore. It's a matter of going out and winning as a club. I don't know. Just become a little bit individual. I'm not really sure. I remember one incident that we had years ago that we were all struggling a bit, having a bit of an ordinary year, and we got the training on Tuesday night, and she said, "All right, keep your clothes on. We're going out for dinner." And rather than go training, we went out as a team, had a can of meal and had a few beers, and things changed around. It was just more to make us aware that, look, we're a bunch of guys. Let's all get together as a team and as a bunch of friends and play for each other.
Paul, we were talking. Paul, we were talking yesterday about Essendon, and a lot of the supporters are frustrated that the team is too nice, and even former players are critical of Essendon for being too nice. When you were part of a successful era in the mid-80s, you had this ruthlessness about, almost a nasty streak about you as a team under Sheeds, and Essendon had a similar group come through in 2000 with the likes of Solomon and Hardwick and the Johnsons, etc. Where does that ruthlessness come from? Is it a personality thing? Is it something that can be taught? Do you have to bring certain people in to have that edge about you? Where did it come about from your era?
Well, I think it's always difficult to make a tough man out of a softy, but being the individuals, I think it all falls back onto the type of players you are. You know, we had our Roger Merritts and Ronnie Andrews. But I think it was also going in for the hard ball too, that you wouldn't worry about your the body at that stake. You end up with a lot of injuries, but you got to go in and get the hard ball. And maybe that softness has come into it nowadays. You know, I watch a little bit of it. I don't get over it. You know, but I like to see them be successful. But to individualise the players is a bit of a hard call, I think. Maybe need a bit of a change in characteristics from the individuals. Maybe, are they getting a bit on their own side? I don't know. It's a bit hard to work on that, but you can't go around belting players nowadays. It's a lot different game now. You know, around the necks and, heavy bumps and so forth, that you're trying to protect the players, which is fair enough, but it maybe there's not enough of getting the hard ball anymore.
If Ben Rutten gave you a call today, Ben Rutten loves the program, probably listening, and he gave you a call today, Van, he said, I want you to come and have a chat to the players and just give them a theme for the week and just to reset the compass a bit for the rest of the season. Is there something that you'd take with you that you'd give as a message, a key message for the boys going forward for the rest of the season?
Well, you know, it's hard enough to get me on the radio.
You promise to build a pool on the back of it if you do it.
Well, I would, because my heart's there with Essendon. As I say, I'm not overawed about it at all. It was a thing that we done in the past. Not as if I go to every game. That's why I didn't get involved in coaching. It was like last weekend. I was supposed to go to the races with a couple of mates and my wife. And I decided to go to watch Todd, my son, play at Doncaster. I enjoy just going to watch the local footy. At least you can sit out in the outer there and don't have to go downstairs and with a crowd and that. And I enjoy doing it. I enjoy going to the Essendon games occasionally too, but not week in, week out. So I don't really have seen, you know, I just sit at home, watch it on the telly in the garage with a fire and a beer. But it's not as if I'd go every week to watch Essendon. But we got a reunion coming up in for 150 years with the Essendon Carlton players. Sorry, with the Essendon players. But I originally had organised a couple of Carlton guys to go, but it's not going to fit in now that they've made it a reunion. So I had Val Perovic lined up and David Rhys-Jones and Sellers McClure to come to the game. We were going to go in with the Essendonians, but now they've made it the Essendon. All the past players from Essendon are going to go, so maybe a few of the guys might make a few comments there.
Yeah, I reckon there'll be some feedback, no doubt. A bit of feedback for the boys. But it's nice to hear your take on it and get your assessment of how things are progressing and what they were like, more importantly, back in your days and how that they might be able to just turn it around there at the Bombers, Vander. We appreciate your time. We know it's not something you do every day, you jump on the radio and have a chat about the world of footy, but we appreciate it. Good luck with the pool today. I look forward to catching the local footy.
Okay. All right, guys. No worries. And hopefully, that the boys can put a performance together, but sometimes the turnaround is just, you know, it can be one small incidental thing that can change the whole side around. But my thoughts are that it's a lot of individual stuff now, and you've got to get out there as a team. And the thing is that they've all got there as a senior player. They know how to play footy. It's just a matter of putting it together. They've all played better games. It's just a matter of doing it more consistently.
I think that's our theme for the pre-match on Saturday night for Dreamtime against the Tigers. Ben Rutten's taken note of that. He's going to use it. Thank you, Pat.
Okay, guys. All right.